Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to this video. It is 10 to 11 p.m. on the 16th of September, Wednesday, UK time. So I have been reading through the Abraham Accord and the Declaration and the agreements that they have now released. They have put them up on CNN's website, and I have been going through them and reading them and pretty much just confirming that the content of them is completely anti-Christ. It is unbiblical. It is against the God of the Bible and His Word and the covenants which He has given us and His commandments which He has outlaid in His Word. So I'm going to go through the important parts, and I'll put a link in the description of the video so that you can read them yourself. And I hope that when people read this, they will consider that what God has written in His Word is immutable, and it is unchangeable, and it is a law that has been given to us and to the world. And it is a law that is being broken, that is the content of this deal. The things which are in here are not acceptable for the Bible-believing Christian. If you believe what is in the Bible, if you believe in earnest what is written in there, if you are zealous for the word of the Lord, as Jesus said we should be, then this will offend you greatly. This will certainly cause offense to the spirit. When I read it, I'm offended by it, and I know that it is antichrist. This is unbiblical, and this is a mockery of the word of God. And it's against what we have been commanded in the Bible. And unfortunately, we live in a world that is a very lukewarm, as far as the world of Christianity. It is a lukewarm world. So, they'll read the Word of God and they'll look at this and go, oh, well, it's not that bad, kind of thing. So, and that is the problem with this world. That is the problem that we find ourselves in right now. This flippant and apathetic behavior towards what God has written, and allowing things to creep slowly but surely, and God is going to put an end to that. Okay, so let's go through it, and I'm just going to stick to the parts which are relevant, because the rest of it is just fluff. Okay, so the Abraham Accords Declaration. We, the undersigned, so that is Donald Trump, the most powerful man in the world, basically the king of the world, Benjamin Netanyahu, the King of Israel, and these two Muslim nations, we the undersigned recognize the importance of maintaining and strengthening peace in the Middle East and around the world based on a mutual understanding and coexistence, as well as respect for human dignity and freedom, including religious freedom. So the problem is that coexistence and that religious freedom which they are referring to, they are trying to put under the banner of Abraham, that we are all under Abraham. Okay, then I'm going to go to the next passage. It says, we encourage efforts to promote interfaith and intercultural dialogue to advance a culture of peace among the three Abrahamic religions and all humanity. Promote interfaith dialogue to advance a culture of peace among the three Abrahamic religions. So there's your first lie. Islam is not under Abraham. God says absolutely clearly in the book of Genesis, chapter 22, the Akedah, where Abraham is just about to sacrifice Isaac, God gives him a commandment to take thy son, thy only son, Isaac. He says it three times in that passage. God has said it three times. The creator of the universe has said it three times in the book of Genesis, chapter 22. Take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac. In Isaac shall thy seed be reckoned. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ishmael is not recognized by God. Okay, then I'm going to go further down to We pursue a vision of peace, security, and prosperity in the Middle East and around the world. Peace and security, peace and safety, prosperity. I don't know what people are looking for. I don't know what else people are looking for. With all the pomp and circumstance that was around this signing of these blasphemous Islamic Abraham Accords, I don't know what else people are expecting to come. This is enough. This is breaking God's everlasting covenant, as you'll see. We pursue a vision of peace, security, and prosperity. When they shall say, they are just saying it, when they shall say peace and safety. It's got nothing to do with a real peace. They're just saying it. In fact, it's hypocrisy because there is no peace. Peace, peace, when there is no peace. The notion that they were all clapping hands and saying that we're coming into a new era, when you look at the world today and the things that are happening in the world today, is completely detached and devoid of reality. These people live in a different universe to us. They live, on soft pillows and silk bed sheets in the class of the elite. They are detached from the real world and what's going on in this world and the terrible things that are happening in this world. Then it says, in this spirit, I don't want anything to do with that spirit. That's the spirit of Antichrist talking about coexistence and the three Abrahamic religions lumping in the Lord Jesus Christ with these dirty dunghill deities. In this spirit, we warmly welcome and are encouraged by the progress already made in establishing diplomatic relations between Israel and its neighbors in the region under the principles of the Abraham Accords. We are encouraged by ongoing efforts to consolidate and expand such friendly relations based on shared interest and a shared commitment to a better future. So there you have it. Here we see the Abraham Accords, which came out of nowhere, just came so quickly, and here we have these signatures. So God has brought this about in a fascinating way. So attached to the Abraham Accord is the actual agreement between the United Arab Emirates and Israel. This is the Abraham Accords Peace Agreement, Treaty of Peace, Diplomatic Relation, and Full Normalization between United Arab Emirates and the State of Israel. I'm just going to go to the important parts, which are at the bottom here. It says, recognizing that the Arab and Jewish people are descendants of a common ancestor, Abraham. No, they are not. Not according to God. And inspired in that spirit is the spirit of Antichrist, to foster in the Middle East a reality in which Muslims, Jews, Christians, and peoples of all faiths, denominations, beliefs, and nationalities live in and are committed to a spirit of coexistence, mutual understanding, and mutual respect. Guys, understand that this document has been signed by the most powerful office in the world. A spirit of coexistence. It's talking about spirits here. Notice it also says that Arabs and Jewish people are descendants of a common ancestor, Abraham. You see, it completely disregards the actual promise of the Spirit, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ through the Spirit, and his offspring are the sons of God. And then it talks about spirits here. Whereas the true promise of Abraham was realized in the seed of the Messiah through his offspring, through the spiritual offspring of the Lord Jesus Christ. So it disregards Christians as the offspring of Abraham spiritually, and it just talks about Muslims and Jews. So it basically cuts Christians off there from Abraham. There's so much that's wrong with this. And then it's talking about spirits, whereas it's rejected the actual promise of the Spirit through the Lord Jesus Christ, which was the promise made to Abraham. So that is the true spirit. That is the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Ghost. That is what is offending me here, that they're talking about spirits here and they're disregarding that Christians are the offspring of Abraham in the spirit. So this is blasphemous. Not only does this talk about Islam being lumped in with the Lord God of Israel, okay? That Allah is the same God as the God of Israel. That is absolute blasphemy. Not only is it doing that, but it is also saying that there are multiple ways to God. There are multiple ways to the Father. It is saying that Jesus Christ is not the only way. And that is the document that is being signed by the most powerful office in the land and Israel and to Muslim nations, saying that Jesus Christ, Almighty God, the Son of the living God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is not the only way to the Father. That's what this document says. That's what this document says. So, in terms of an everlasting covenant, that is the everlasting covenant. That's one of the everlasting covenants that Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, has paid for the sin of the world. There is one God and there is one mediator between man and God, the man Christ Jesus. To say that this is acceptable is saying that there are multiple ways to God, and there are not multiple ways to God. So, are you zealous for your Bible, Christian? Are you zealous for your God, Christian? Are you zealous for the Lord Jesus Christ, Christian? Are you? Then this should offend you. And then finally, recalling the reception held on 28th January, in which President Trump presented his vision for peace and committing to continuing their efforts to a just, comprehensive, realistic, and enduring solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. So this is them undersigning that agreement. This is them saying, recognizing that the vision for peace, which divides God's land, it has a map which divides God's land. It recognizes a Palestinian state. The document is 180 pages long, and the document mentions State of Palestine, those three words, a total of 180 times, State of Palestine. So that is in this document, that is in the Abraham Accords, and that is referenced here, and they have signed all together, they have signed this. So this is what the amazing thing is that Jared Kushner said for the best part of 3 years that this is going to be between the Israelis and the Palestinians. This is an agreement that is the foundation for negotiations between the Israelis and the Palestinians, seeming to suggest that America was going to stand on the sidelines and let the Israelis and the Palestinians sort this out. Then suddenly, and this is how God has brought it about, suddenly the Abraham Accords arrive because the United Arab Emirates want to stop Israel from annexing their own land and applying sovereignty. But the net result of this is that suddenly you have a document here which the United States of America, the most powerful nation in the world, which should be the beacon, or certainly was the beacon of Christianity. It came out of the Reformation. It was the idea of the promised land to the Christians. Okay, and Israel, which is for the Jews and the most progressive Muslim nation on the earth, now they're all coming together and they are signing this document. So I never thought that I would see such a thing in such a short period of time. This vision for peace came about. It divides God's land. It does exactly what the Bible says not to do. But that was only going to be between the Israelis and the Palestinians sometime in the future. But the fact that Israel agreed to that and then came out of nowhere, this Abraham Accord, and this has got everybody's signature on it. Everybody is involved. Everybody is culpable. It is global in scope. They are submitting it to the United Nations, as you will see here. I'll show you in the next portion of it. It says on the last page, between the UAE and Israel, it says, registration. This treaty shall be submitted to the Secretary General of the United Nations for registration in accordance with the provisions of Article 102 of the Charter of the United Nations. So this is going to be submitted to the UN, which is all the United Nations of the world, and they are going to lodge that in the United Nations treaty submissions. So it says here, done at Washington, D.C., this day, Elul 5780, Muharram 27, 1442, which corresponds to 15 September 2020 in the Hebrew, Arabic, and English languages, all texts being equally authentic. Okay, so there you have it, guys. This is called the Abraham Accord. This is dealing with religion here. This is unprecedented. There is nothing like this in the history of mankind, that they have come together and declared altogether interfaith dialogue mixed all the gods together, and we're talking about spirits of coexistence. Well, that is the spirit of Antichrist. That is the apex and the climax of ecumenism, and this is according to the one world religion. It's right here, guys. I don't know what else people are expecting, and we shall see very shortly if God is going to respond. I love you very much, and I'll see you in the sky.